Hello and welcome to this service for the 2nd of August. As Minister of Rocking Road Baptist Church, it's my pleasure to have your company for this, our morning service. Though I'm recording this before the 1st of August, the day that people are due to come out of shielding. And as I say that, I wonder if that will actually happen. And I wonder how people will feel if they've been shielding for these long weeks, if they go to the shops for the first time, how are they going to find them? How are you going to find them if you are one of the ones who has been shielding? I pray that you will know God's presence with you and know his strength in whatever you face as you come out of the constraints of shielding in this lockdown. Let's pray together. O God, for your love for us, warm and brooding, which has brought us to birth and opened our eyes to the wonder and beauty of creation, we give you thanks. For your love for us, wild and freeing, which has awakened us to the energy of creation, to the sap that flows, the blood that pulses, the heart that sings, we give you thanks. For your love for us, compassionate and patient, which has carried us through our pain, wept beside us in our sin, and waited with us in our confusion, we give you thanks. For your love for us, strong and challenging, which has called us to risk for you, asked for the best in us and shown us how to serve, we give you thanks. O God, we come to celebrate that your Holy Spirit is present deep within us and at the heart of all life. Forgive us when we forget your gift of love made known to us in Jesus. And we pray that you would draw us into your presence through all that is said and done in this service. Amen. We come now to our first song, which gives me an opportunity, first of all, to thank Nick Cook for providing the music and singing the song, and also to remind you that if you'd like the words, you will find them on chapter 20 of our epistle, which is on the website. And the song is All the Way My Saviour Leads Me, a lovely song by Frances Jane Van Alstyne, or also known as Fanny J. Crosby, who was blind from birth, shows an incredible spiritual insight into what it means to follow Jesus.
His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide. Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know, whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Saviour leads me, cheers each mind. Spirit clothed in mortal wings its flight to realms.
Our prayers for today are taken from Gathering for Worship by the Baptist Union. God of kindness, you gave your only Son because you love the world so much. We pray for peace of the world. Move among us by your Spirit. Break down the barriers of fear, suspicion, and hatred. Heal the human family of its divisions and unite it in the bonds of justice and peace. We pray for our country. Enrich our common life. Strengthen the forces of truth and goodness. Teach us to share prosperity, that those whose lives are impoverished may pass from need and despair to dignity and joy. We pray for those who suffer. Surround them with your love. Support them with your strength. Console them with your comfort. And give them hope and courage beyond themselves. We pray for our families, for those whom we love. Protect them at home. Support them in times of difficulty and anxiety, that they may grow together in mutual love and understanding, and rest content in one another. We pray for the Church. Keep her true to the gospel and responsive to the gifts and needs of all. Make known your saving power in Jesus Christ by the witness of her faith, her worship, and her life. Amen. And we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The reading is taken from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness, and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this Moses hid his face, because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
Last week, we looked at Joseph and his family and ended at the point where the whole tribe of Hebrews had migrated to Egypt. Initially, life was good for them. But then for the next generation, it was lockdown. They were forced to become slaves of the Egyptians and they were cruelly treated. Living under the lockdown rules included the edict that baby boys should be drowned in the Nile. One of those babies was Moses, but his parents kept him hidden for 3 months against government guidelines. Many of us will know this story from Sunday school, the story of the baby in the bulrushes, who was miraculously found and adopted by Pharaoh's daughter. You can find that story in Exodus chapter 2. But it's easy to forget the pain and the worry that his family must have gone through, the risk that they took amid such an oppressive regime. Pharaoh was a dictator who enforced control over people's lives. Moses grew up out of lockdown. In the palace, he was educated and he had a comfortable life. Yet he did not forget his own people. Moses was clearly a compassionate but impetuous young man. When he was grown up, he killed an Egyptian who he had found beating a Hebrew slave. Moses then became a wanted man and had to flee for his own life to the land of Midian. The passage for today describes events many years later. It mentions that those who were seeking the death of Moses had died, but the Hebrews were still suffering in the cruel lockdown that was lasting for many years. Moses was now married, and he had started a new life as a shepherd, looking after the flock of his father-in-law. For Moses, this was the new normal. In the middle of his daily routine, God appears to him when his attention was caught by a burning bush, as we have in the passage for today. In the Bible, an unusual fire or light often announces God's presence. Forget the discussion as to how it was burning and not going up in flames. The important point to note is that God chose the place, the time, and the incredible event to get the attention of Moses, resulting in Moses properly meeting God for the first time in his life and being called for a decisive ministry. We are told that Moses removes his sandals. In those days, removing one's sandals was a sign of respect on entering someone else's home or territory. I mean, nowadays we sometimes remove our shoes when visiting someone else's house. But for Moses, he removed his sandals and so acknowledged the presence of God in that place. God introduced himself to Moses as the God of his father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then in verses 7 to 9 comes the amazing statement that God has seen his people in lockdown. More than that, God has heard their cries for mercy, he has seen their plight and is concerned and is going to do something about it. We do not have a God who watches from a distance, but a God who sees what we are going through. We have a God who is involved with his people, who hears their prayers and who takes action. For the descendants of Jacob, things were going to change, and there was hope of better things to come for them in their own homeland. Some of the Hebrews must have wondered where God was, wondered had he forgotten them, wondered why he did not do something, wondered even if God still cared. They needed to know that God's delay did not mean a lack of care. God had seen them and had his perfect timing for the exodus out of lockdown. Whether the delay was because Moses was not ready for the task that lay ahead of him, or that Moses was no longer in trouble with the authorities in Egypt, or for another reason, we will never know. But we do know that when the right time came, God immediately started to act. For Moses, God promised that I will be with you. That actually comes in just after our passage in verse 12. For those suffering in lockdown, they now had the message that they were not forgotten, that God had seen them and had compassion. For us, whether we are still shielding, whether we're coming out of lockdown, or we're self-isolating, God sees us, and we are not forgotten by Him. He sees everything we do. As it says in Psalm 139 and the first four verses, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Amen. Our second song is by Timothy Dudley Smith, the lovely song that reminds us that we are safe in the shadow of the Lord and that we can trust in Him.
Safe in the shadow of is set on God alone, though Satan spreads his snare. I trust in Him, I trust in Him to keep me in His care. From fears and phantoms of the night, from foes about my way, I trust in Him, I trust in Him, by darkness as by day. His holy angels keep my feet secure from I trust in Him, and unafraid go on. Strong in the everlasting name, and in my Father's care, I trust in Him, I trust in Him, hears and answers prayer. Safe in the shadow of the Lord, possessed by love divine, I trust in Him, I trust in Him, and me
God before us, God behind us, God above us, God beneath us. We on your path, O God, you, O God, on our way. In the twistings of the road, in the currents of the river, be with us by day, be with us by night, be with us by day and by night. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace this day. Amen.